Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Riley from Puyallup is. Riley, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See ya.
For those playing at home, Riley has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What fast food chain recently launched 7 new Blizzard flavors for fall?
Dairy Queen?
Correct. In what children's book do kids play a jungle board game that turns real?
Yeah.
Jumanji?
Yes. Which NFL quarterback has thrown the most touchdowns?
Tom Brady?
Correct. 3 U.S. states begin with the letter C. California, Colorado, and what other state?
Connecticut.
Yes. What fast food chain is known for its crazy bread?
Little Caesars.
Yes. What part of Julia Roberts' body is insured for $30 million?
Pass.
Weighing up to 2,000 pounds, what is the largest mammal in North America?
The manatee?
No.
The orca?
No.
Pass.
Same name as a Hawaiian island, Dwayne The Rock Johnson voiced what Moana character?
Maui?
Yes. U.S. currency paper is made up of 25% linen and 75% what?
Cotton?
Yes. What group was Harry Styles in before his solo career?
One Direction.
Yeah, Riley, yeah. You know it. You got 8 correct. Another 8.
I mean, earlier, it wasn't enough to beat Steve, but in this round of Beat Migs, I think it is.
Do you think it is?
I do.
I think it is, too.
Danny's shaking his head. He does not agree with us.
You have faith in Steve again?
I always have faith in
yes.
Steve.
Do you think he's going to get another perfect 10?
Yes.
Wow.
That was a little hesitation.
You want to put money on that?
No.
I'll bet you a dollar. I'll
Venmo
you a
dollar.
I'll Venmo you a dollar.
Do it for Venmo.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh,
$1
bet. Venmo.
One whole dollar bet.
Dollar bet.
Not for you, Steve, for
Wait,
Venmo.
So what's the bet? Are we doing perfect 10?
Perfect 10?
Okay.
But I think Riley's going to win anyway.
Yeah. Oh.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah!
Let's go 10 for 10 for Danny.
What fast food chain recently launched 7 new Blizzard flavors for fall?
Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Ugh. In what children's book do kids play a jungle board game that turns real?
Oh, the Jungle Book?
No.
Jumanji.
Correct. Which NFL quarterback has thrown the most touchdowns?
That would be Tom Brady.
You know it. Three U.S. states begin with the letter C. California, Colorado, and what other state?
Nebraska?
No.
I'll come back to that one.
What fast food chain is known for its crazy bread?
Oh, that would be Pizza Hut.
No.
Domino's.
No.
Crazy bread, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Little Caesars.
Correct. What part of Julia Roberts' body is insured for $30 million?
Her legs.
No.
Her butt.
No.
Her boobs.
No. Weighing up to 2,000 pounds, what is the largest mammal in North America?
An elephant.
No.
A rhinoceros.
No.
Bison.
Correct. Same name as a Hawaiian island. Dwayne The Rock Johnson voiced what Moana character?
Maui.
Correct.
Is it Calgary?
No. Steve. All right. You now. Sure did not get a perfect 10.
I didn't.
You got 6 correct, which isn't even a win. 6-8.
Oh, Danny, I'm sorry.
Congratulations, Riley.
Wow.
Can I Venmo you 50 cents so we can go half and half?
No, it's fine.
I really think, Steve, you should Venmo her the whole dollar because that was a very sad performance.
It was.
California, Colorado.
Cheyenne.
No. Connecticut.
Connecticut. Could not think of it. And
clearly, Riley got that one correct.
Some of my family live there.
Oh my gosh. Making it worse.
I don't visit them.
Clearly you don't visit them. What part of Julia Roberts' body is insured for $30 million?
I think I know. Is it her smile, her teeth?
It is.
Her teeth or just everything?
It's her smile.
Her mouth?
So I would have, I would have accepted teeth as well. But wow. No offense to her, but when I think of her, I don't think, oh, her smile is amazing.
That's about the first thing I think of.
No, I think of her legs.
That sounded so insanely creepy.
Do you?
I'm going to scoot over a little bit.
Her legs.
I'll move over a little closer.
Oh, two you did not get to. U.S. currency paper is made up of 25% linen and 75% what?
Hemp?
No. Cotton. What group was Harry? You know this one. What group was Harry Styles in before his solo career?
Oh, New Kids on the Block.
Oh, no.
One Direction.
Steve, you're about to get smacked. I'm just glad you lost, though.
Look at this. I have a dollar in my Venmo balance from Danny, and I'm going to transfer it right now, and it's going to be available in 1 to 3 business days.
No, you should pay extra to get it in today.
Yeah.
Right. How much more would it cost to get that dollar into your account quicker?
3%, I think.
3%. You should have done it.
Should have gone big.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, do you oftentimes just stop and think, you know, what might my child do for a living when they grow older?
Yeah, not yet. No, because I'm not sure Tatum. I mean, unless a ridiculous ballerina is in the cards. I mean, it might be an Olympic sport and she could be, you know, our new version of Ray Gun one day.
I love
Ta-Gun.
That.
Ta-Gun.
Well, Barrett is big into, like, you know, digging and excavators. So in the back of my brain, I'm like, you know, he's going to be a heavy equipment operator someday until yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday, he invented something. And so now I think he might grow up to be an inventor. I'm really not sure, but I'm putting all my eggs in that basket now.
What did he invent?
Well, we'll call it a modification. He modified a watering can. So basically, he reinvented a watering can.
Did he, streamline it?
I mean, you can put the word stream in there for sure because it involves water.
Can you describe what he made?
So he took one of my little watering cans that I use for the plants on the deck, and he took a nozzle from our splash pad and basically took the watering can spout off and put the nozzle on.
I love that.
And that's our basically new and improved watering can.
Do you find yourself watching him to be like, how did you even think of that? And then it's like kind of like part confusion, but part also I'm very impressed that you even thought that this could be a thing and you made it work.
And the fact that he's using the word invention, and I'm like, where did you learn this word? And he's taking me around the deck, showing me how it works. And I'm like, dude, bro, this is sick. It was so funny.
And you recorded it?
Of course.
Okay, here.
What is this, Barrett?
My new invention.
Your new invention?
You can fill stuff up.
You can.
I like how he's like, as if like you couldn't do that before.
You can fill stuff up now, you guys. This is groundbreaking.
You can. Okay, explain to me how you made this invention.
I just put this on.
What is that?
It's the thing that connects to the splash pad.
Oh.
And I'm using it for my new invention.
Wow. And what kind of people do you think might buy this invention?
I like how he's thinking about it. He's like, you know, that's a good question. I don't know if anybody would buy this, Mom, but let me try and figure this out.
I made it.
Oh, yeah? But what kind of people do you think would use?
That's very egotistical.
I made it. Of course people are going to buy it.
Is he like the new Banksy of, of watering tools?
I made it.
Oh, yeah? But what kind of people do you think would use this? Do you think people that have animals?
Yeah, like that you're still grilling him.
Yeah. Come on, who's going to buy this,
you
kid?
You sound like Mrs. Wonderful from Shark Tank, right? Like, you're kind of like grilling him. Like, I don't know. Like, I would picture maybe something like this.
Who are the sharks? Kevin O'Leary is a shrewd venture capitalist who made his fortune selling a children's educational company for over $4 billion. Damon John dominated the fashion world with Boo Boo. Now he's the branding expert behind multiple global brands generating billions in sales.
And Tara Daly, a mom that is trying to make sense of a kid's crazy ideas.
What kind of people do you think might buy this invention?
I made it.
Oh, yeah? But what kind of people do you think would use this? Do you think people that have animals?
It's for filling up stuff.
Filling up stuff?
I filled up some boxes with water.
The cardboard boxes?
No, with water. This is for the water.
Oh, my.
And
oh, wow.
Water.
Yep. You sure did make a great invention. Good job.
So is Mrs. Wonderful going to invest?
I'm not investing.
No?
Well, also, I love that his demonstration to me was like, here, let me show you how this works. And he got cardboard boxes out of our recycling and just filled them with water. So there, I opened the boxes and there's no water in them.
I'm investing.
I will say that when I got this video and I saw him and your voice when you're talking about the cardboard, I thought he was going to get in so much trouble. I thought he like filled cardboard boxes up with stuff inside and you were going to be like, what the F, Barry?
These are very important pictures from my childhood, and now they're soaked because of your wonderful invention.
It was a good invention. I might invest, you know? I mean, if you don't believe in your own kid, you know, how can you expect them to believe in themselves?
Deep, bro.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Jake Paul had been in preparation for a fight against Mike Tyson, and now he's being accused of steroid use.
Juicing, baby.
And this isn't from a regular person. This is from a medical expert after some pictures showed a pretty drastic body transformation for Jake Paul.
Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah.
He's pretty...
He's a beefy boy.
He's there. Ooh. I figured you'd like
Sarah's
him.
Sarah's enjoying
Danny,
that
Danny, how about
much.
You? Are you going to... Ooh.
No, I'm good.
No, I'm good. You don't like his tattoos?
Nah, you know.
Dr. Stuart Fisher.
Oh, good old Dr. Stuart Fisher.
Says that his appearance is consistent with adult use of steroids, probably anabolic steroids, and that these are very dangerous drugs.
Danger.
So this led to many comments on social media, which means we have to go straight to those comments.
Yep, we found a few of these posts where they shared that picture and that quote from the doctor, sent them to our production director, Jason, said, hey, let's illustrate just how people get so worked up on social media over the dumbest stuff like Jake Paul. And then he decided to do whatever impressions he wants of those comments. Are you ready for the first comment about Jake Paul and his steroid use?
Let's go.
Allegedly.
Maybe he did. There is no journalism here. Headline could have read, guy looks at picture and guesses.
It's true. He didn't drug test him or anything along those lines. The doctors looked at him. I mean, fair enough. There are certain telltale signs for the most part. So maybe he saw those telltale signs and maybe we don't know it is. Notice it. I don't know.
What do you know one of the signs?
Well, I know you get like in some situations you get like the acne going on.
Oh.
I used to see that a lot when I go like to the wrestling shows. When you sit close, it would be like a fun game to be like, hey, guess who's juicing?
Mm.
And you see like the back of certain wrestlers who are just shredded and they look like a 13-year-old's face.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like just full on acne going on. But
we'll zoom in on that picture and see if we see any blemishes.
You know, you could do that on your own time. Here's the next comment.
So this means Jake Paul has shrunken berries? LOL. Goes well with his shrunken head.
Is that one of the other things you've noticed about?
If you want to zoom in. Rumor has it, the testes shrink.
Oh.
Would you be... Okay, I can ask you guys that. Danny.
Hey.
What's up? Would you be willing to trade in? If the only side effect, because there's also some, you know, heart conditions that can happen. There's a lot of fear in doing that. Like, I see some of my buddies. I know some people that do juice. And I'm just like, man, you might want to pump the brakes a little bit. You know, I want to be able to see you in like 20 years from now. But if the only side effect was smaller berries, but you could be jacked, would you be willing to trade in your berry size for them? Bigger muscles.
I don't really know why you would need the big berries anyway. So at that point, yeah. It's like, yeah, go ahead, take them.
I was going to say, this is a no-brainer. Once has a woman been like, I can't date you. Your berries are too small.
I mean, size does not matter when it comes to the berries. I really don't think.
Right. I don't think they do.
They're kind of in the way.
Yeah.
And honestly, really. I wouldn't mind smaller berries. I would be more comfortable sitting on the couch.
Oh, my God. We have learned a lot about Steve today.
I'm out. Oh.
Right? Oh, my God.
You're thinking it.
I don't want to think about it at all.
I'm such a visual person, and this is so disturbing.
In other shocking news, water is wet. Story at 11.
So that guy just thinks it's a no-brainer that he's juiced up. Him and his brother, a lot of people accuse of it.
Really?
Yeah, Logan as well.
I'm fine with people using steroids, but they need to be honest about it, okay? Stop trying to sell workout programs and supplements by saying you'll look like them when steroids were used. Looking at you, Liver King.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Like, I mean, are steroids illegal in,
yes.
in any sport?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I
like,
assume
like, is there, like, certain
so.
Kinds that are fine and certain types that are not fine? I don't know.
Well, it's just illegal to take them, technically. Yeah. I mean, but... I've always contended that, like, I feel like if you announce that you're fine, like, I've said this as a joke, but I think it'd be hilarious if, like, let's just say you're like, this is my final year in Major League Baseball. They should allow whoever's about to retire to have 1 year juiced up and no questions asked.
Oh, I love that
just
idea.
Just let them go out, but they have to get, like, they have to sign a contract and said, this is your final year. You can go testes out for this final year. And that's it.
So there's some supplements and things like that are fine. But steroids are not fine.
There seems to be a lot of workarounds for some people. Okay. Or you just know when you're going to be tested. Because, I mean, you see some guys, like in pro sports, where you're just like, okay, they clearly know that they're not going to be tested for a while.
Yeah. Show me your berries.
Show me your berries. It does bother me. I don't know if you guys, you see like these fitness influencers on social media. And I got no problem with, like, everyone's trying to get clicks and likes and all that. And I'm like, I'm positive that tricep workout's not the reason why your triceps are as big as they are.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm positive, like, you're leaving out a major point of why you're that big. And that isn't fair, because some people are buying into whatever program you're doing. And they're never going to be able to hit that unless you also hook them up with the necessary supplements that they need to get by. Yeah.
Mm.
The Daily Migs. Show.
This will come as probably no surprise to you whatsoever, but Sarah did something odd over the weekend. And we want to see if you are guilty of this as well.
I don't think it's odd. I think it's brilliant.
Okay, now I'm curious.
Okay, so my friends have potlucks, and I am not a chef by any means. So I go to the store at the hot bar. I bring whatever looks tasty, buy it. Bring a Tupperware from home and put it in a Tupperware that I have from my house and pretend that I made it homemade.
I love this.
Does anyone ever call you out on that?
Yes, but you just stick to the bit.
Oh, so you stand strong. You're like, no, I made this.
Absolutely. Do it with everything.
Do they ever bother to ask you for like a recipe then?
Oh, yeah, they do. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll send that to you. Don't worry.
And you forget.
Yes, I never do.
You know what you do? You just go on Pinterest, you find the copycat recipe, and you send that to them. Yeah. Easy peasy.
I can't give you a hard time because I've been guilty of it as well, and I've been busted for it.
Mm.
Because I was terrible at it. So our friend Craig Gass, comedian, he invited me one time to a barbecue, and it was Susan Silver, who used to manage, like, you know, all the bands from around here, from Soundgarden to Alice in Chains to all the band, friends with all. And he's like, dude, you should come to her barbecue. It's always a great time. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, I don't know how to make anything. So I ran to a QFC or one of those places and got a 5-pound bowl of macaroni salad.
Wow.
Perfect.
5 pounds of it. I could have got a pound. And so I had it. And then I saw that it came in like in its own bowl. It wasn't like those typical, like usual, like, you know, how they pour it in. So it had its bowl. And I'm like, peel the sticker off. and I tried to pass it off like it was mine, but nobody believed me. And then it became the conversation of the entire time. Like, so you brought this, you made this, and you made 5 pounds of it. Yeah.
It's a very specific amount of mac salad.
Everyone's relieving. She's like, do you want to take your homemade macaroni salad with you? I was like, do you not want it? She's like, well, I could get it at the store too, you know. I'm like, I know. I knew everybody knew, but I was like having fun with the fact, like acting like as if it was me that made it. But it was so embarrassingly bad.
This, of course, leads us to want to ask the Rockaholics a simple question.
So Sarah and I are cut from the same cloth with this.
The question is, will you buy food at a store, bring it to a party, and try to pass it off as if it were your own? Gray on I-5, would you do such a thing?
No, I'm a horrible cook. Everybody would know.
So if all of a sudden you showed up with like a sushi roll, they're going to be like, no, we know you went to a restaurant and got this.
Yeah, exactly.
Jay Break from Tacoma, same simple question to you. Would you bring food from a store and try to pass it off as your own?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a certain go-to? Like, is there a certain thing that you always get at the store and try and act like it's yours?
Well, I was running late for a party. I just got back off the road, and I didn't have time to make anything. I actually do know how to cook. I did 4 years culinary arts, but I mean, being a trucker, I just didn't have the time. So I actually ran down to the local little taco shop and got a bunch of enchiladas made and had them ready to pick up and bring into the party.
That's brilliant.
Did they know?
No, because they never actually went to that little taco stand. They didn't even know about it.
Like, these are some of the best tacos we've ever had.
Jordan is in Wenatchee. What about you? Would you do this and bring a store-bought item to a party and pass it off as your own?
Yeah, I definitely would. I probably wouldn't do like a main course, but I'm thinking maybe a tub of like Costco spinach artichoke dip.
Yeah.
Throw it in a dish and bake it in the oven on my own, you know, and spice it up a little bit.
Well, then at least like 30% of it is yours.
Yeah, you sprinkle a little cheese on top, get it bubbling.
I like that. I never thought about getting something and then adding a little extra pizzazz to it.
Gabby in Tacoma.
Like salt.
Same simple question to you. Would you do this?
Absolutely not. One time I forgot to season chicken for my boyfriend and all my friends know about it. So I feel like if I did that, they would all know for sure.
They're on to you.
So you're known for being a bad cook or...
Oh, from being a bad cook, absolutely. Everybody knows I suck.
So if you go to the store, what are you getting, though, to bring to a party?
Oh, man, like mac salad.
That's a good call.
Like low effort.
Well, you can't go wrong with that.
No, not at all. Jackie and Lake Stevens, would you bring food from the store to a party and pass it off as your own?
No, I can't do that. I'm allergic to a lot of foods, onions and chocolate being the main ones, and so I have to cook all my own food.
Ah, Jackie,
and I was a chef for 30 years.
I can't give. I had the best onion chocolate dip that I make, and it sucks that you can't enjoy it.
You know the one that I will admit it.
That sounds so disgusting.
That sounds so nasty.
I will admit it. I did it once.
What'd you do?
I got the Costco quinoa salad.
Oh, yeah. I love that thing.
I love that salad so much. And then I one time looked up a copycat recipe and looked at how involved it was, and I was like, absolutely not. So I went to Costco, I picked it up, I put it in a special little dish, and I plated it off.
I kind of want to now just go with like the most obvious one and like show up with like the Costco pumpkin pie and be like, no, man, totally, I made this.
It's a family recipe.
This giant pumpkin pie, that's just what I do.
See, I just don't understand the whole passing it off for yourself type thing. I just take it and just be like, nah, I got this at Costco. Like, I'm not cooking for
your
party.
Oh, I would kick you out of my party if you didn't show up with something that you made. I'm kidding. I know. It's funny.
No, you know who would, though? The person to your left.
Yeah.
She would kick me out if I showed up with something and was like, oh, this is from Costco.
The Daily Migs Show.